chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. He'll fiddle cheese, this little Orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks and rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. My side's always on the go, if you want more, our set Sandy. Always wear the sunny smile, now wouldn't it be worth the while? If you could be like little Orphan Annie.
Well, here it is, 5:45 again, the time when you hear Orphan Annie before drinking your Ovaltine every night. And say, wasn't that a thrilling surprise we had last week when all you boys and girls found out that you could get a beautiful Orphan Annie birthday ring just like the one Daddy Warbucks sent to Annie? Yes, sir, a big shiny ring with your own special birthstone in it to make it a personal birthday ring of your very own. So you certainly want to send in and get yours right away. But now, in case you didn't hear about it last week, listen close because I'm going to tell you all about this ring again and how absolutely different it is from any other ring you've ever seen before. You're going to get the surprise of your life when you see what a beauty it is and how shiny and expensive looking, too, because it's a genuine gold-plated ring. Yes, sir. It's finished in genuine 24-carat gold plate with a special rose gold finish over that, just as bright and shiny as it can be. And what's more, it's an automatic fitting ring, so you can adjust it exactly right to wear on nearly any finger you want. But that's only half the story. Here's the biggest thing of all. Just wait till you see the keen-looking birthstone you get in your ring. It's a handmade, simulated birthstone that was especially imported from Europe. And it's not just a little stone. No, sir, it's a big birthstone, 3/8 of an inch across. And it just twinkles and shines and sparkles like everything, because it has 42 facets or sides to it to reflect the light, just like a real jewel does. Believe me, nobody's going to miss seeing it sparkle and shine when you wear it. And can't you just see how proud you'll be? And best of all, you get your own special birthstone in this ring. Yes, sir? And he sees that you get the right birthstone for your birthday month. For example, if your birthday comes in October, like Annie's does, he sends you a beautiful simulated rose zircon in your ring. Or if you were born in November, your stone is a beautiful simulated gold sapphire. Or if your birthday came last month in September, and he will send you a simulated sparkling blue sapphire set in your ring. I haven't time to tell you about all the birthstones, but there's 12 different birthstones, a different one for every single month. And they're all beauties, too. And on top of all that, this ring shows the exact month in which your birthday comes. And it also shows the special birthday sentiment for your month. Now, just think of that. For example, if your birthday comes in October like Annie's does, your ring has October spelled out right in the metal, close to the stone where everybody can see it. And on the other side of the stone, it will say hope, because that's the special birthday sentiment for October. Boy, won't your friends be surprised when they see you wearing a beautiful ring like that? Because while lots of people may have ordinary rings, nobody ever had a birthday ring like this, with your own birthstone and birth month and birthday sentiment right on it. You know, we've seen rings with imported simulated birthstones like these coming in the stores for as much as $2 to $4. But you can't buy one of these Orphan Annie birthstone rings anywhere, because these rings were made up specially just for Annie's friends who drink Ovaltine. Just so you can get one for only 10 cents in coins and one Ovaltine aluminum seal. Now, just think of getting a bargain like that. So don't lose any time about sending for yours. And now, here's exactly how you can get this beautiful gold-plated birthstone ring. Listen close, because here's all you have to do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Next, put down your birthday month, showing the exact month in which you were born. That's very important, so Annie will know exactly what kind of birthstone to have put in your ring. Then, just mail that paper in, together with all of the thin, round aluminum seal, from underneath the lid of a can of Ovaltine, and also 10 cents in coins. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all there's to it. And then Annie will send you your birthstone ring just as fast as she can. So get busy right now. And if you didn't get those instructions exactly right, keep listening, because I'll go over them with you again as soon as tonight's adventure's over. But now, let's see what's happening to Annie. Here it is, the day after her birthday party. and Annie's standing on the main street of Simmons Corners with Joe. They've just come out of Ryder's drugstore, where they've been treating themselves to some of those cold old shake-ups. But listen, Joe's talking now.
Gosh, you always feel a whole lot better after a good shake-up, don't you?
Sure you do. You can't beat a shake-up for a treat.
What do you want to do now?
Well, how about going over and seeing Mr. Caslin, the editor of the Gazette and Chronicle?
Gee, I wonder what he'll say when he sees that new ring you got.
Well, I'll bet you he'd like to see it. Besides, I want to thank him for the nice story he put in the paper about my birthday party.
All right, let's go over and see him.
Come on. Watch yourself going across the street.
It's okay. There's nothing coming. Let's go.
I hope Mr. Caslin will be there.
Chucky might not be there, you know. They always take it kind of easy just after the paper comes out.
Well, we'll see anyhow. Come on in.
Yes, yes, I hear you. What is it now?
There he is. He's here. Come on, we'll go in his office.
Hello? Hello? Yes? Yes? What? No, I can't hear you. Don't holler so loud. Take it easy.
He's talking on the telephone.
Now tell me all over again, Jake.
He's talking to Jake.
Who's there? Oh, hello, Annie and Joe.
Hello, Mr. Caslin.
Well,
just wait till I get through talking here. Hello now, Jake. Now tell me all over again. Yeah? Yeah. I'm sorry, Jake, but I don't know what you're talking about. Why not run over here for a couple of minutes and tell me what 'tis? All right. That was Jake.
We heard him, Mr. Caslin. We could hear him sputtering at the other end.
I couldn't understand what he was trying to tell me. I was trying to get some money out of him for an ad in the paper. That's what I usually do when the paper's out. Spend the next couple of days collecting for the advertising. Well, how are you children, anyhow?
Oh, we're fine. I wanted to drop in to thank you for the nice story you wrote about my birthday party.
You liked it, huh?
It was awfully nice.
Sorry I couldn't get out to the party. Miss Silo asked me to come. You see, I wanted a piece of that birthday cake.
Well, you missed something. It was a swell birthday cake. One of Mrs. Silo's best.
I heard you got a lot of nice birthday presents, too.
They were just grand.
Say, is that one of the presents, that ring I see sparkling on your finger?
Yes, Mr. Caslin. That's the ring Daddy Warbuck sent me. How do you like it?
My, that's a beauty. That's your birthstone in there?
Sure, Mr. Caslin. It's a rose zircon. That's the birthstone for October.
Well, now, that's fine. Feel pretty grown up, don't you, with a nice ring like that on?
Oh, I think it's grand. Gee, you ought to see some of the other swell things I got, too.
Well, the next time I'm out on RSD number one, I'll drop in and you can show them to me.
Sure, I'll be glad to.
What's happening to Mr. Warbucks these days?
Oh, he's over in Europe someplace. Golly, you know the way he jumps around. I thought he was down in South America. He sent me the ring from Czechoslovakia.
Here, let me write that down. I'll have to make a news note out of that for the next issue of the paper. Sit down, the two of you, and talk to me.
Oh, you're probably busy.
No, I'm not, Annie. You know how it is just after the paper comes out. Nothing to do for a couple of days. Just been sitting here calling up some of the advertisers who haven't paid their bills yet, that's all.
How is business, Mr. Caslin?
Well, it's a whole lot better than last year. The farmers are better paying their bills, so the stores are better paying theirs. Don't get me wrong about Jake. He's all right. He always pays his bills.
Last time we were in there, he said he wasn't feeling very well.
Yes, he's been looking kind of peaked for the last couple of months. He's sick, I guess.
I feel kind of sorry for him. He's all alone down there at the Emporium, too.
Yes. He says he's not making enough to hire an assistant.
Is there somebody coming in now?
Yes, that's probably Jake. Now we'll see what he wants.
Here he comes.
Mr. Caslin.
Hello, Jake. How are you?
I'm not so good, Mr. Caslin. Not so good. Yay, look who's here.
Hello, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hello, Annie. Hello, Joe. You're visiting Mr. Caslin, huh?
Yeah, we just dropped in to see him. Well, we better be pushing along, Mr. Caslin. You probably got business with Jake.
No, Annie, you don't have to go. They don't have to go, do they, Jake?
Not for me, they don't have to. Even though it is bad news I got for you yet.
Bad news? What's this, Jake? What's this?
We better go, Mr. Caslin.
No, stay here, Annie. I got an idea. I know just what to. Jake doesn't want to pay his bill.
You hit the head on the nail, Mr. Caslin. But it ain't I shouldn't want to pay you. No. Just 2 weeks more you should give me.
It's only $22.15, Jake. That's all right.
It ain't that. I know you wouldn't mind. It's my mama. She always said to me, Jakey, when you're a businessman, always pay your bills by the 15th. and pay on the first should you get the discount. Now, this $22.15, Mr. Coslin, it ain't that I shouldn't got the money.
Oh, then you got it, huh?
Sure, I got it. Every penny of it. Only...
Only what?
I should give it to a specialist, Dr. Wyman.
Who's that? You owe him money, too?
Not yet, but I will soon. You know Dr. Riggs?
Sure.
Well, I don't feel so good, so finally I go by Dr. Riggs. He look at me. Ay, it's bad, he says. It's bad. Jake, he says, you're a sick one, all right.
Something serious, Jake?
I guess so. For me, the healthiest fella you ever saw in your life.
You don't look so healthy right now.
You wouldn't mind if I sit down for a minute, Mr. Coslin? I don't feel so good.
Why, no. Sit down, Jake. There. Feel all right now?
Yeah. I feel better. Dr. Riggs, he say I got to see a specialist, Dr. Wyman.
That's too bad, Jake.
I got to go see him tomorrow. He's over in Somfield. $25 it will cost me. I should have been a specialist.
Well, if you didn't need it, Jake, I don't think Dr. Riggs would have suggested it. You better do what he tells you. I guess he knows his business.
You think I should go by the specialist, huh?
Sure. You want to get well, don't you?
Aye, sure.
Then you better go see him.
2 weeks more, and then I'll get you your money. I'll pay you in 2 weeks. $22.15.
Why, sure, Jake. That's all right. I told you your credit was good around here. You take just as long as you want. There's no hurry. If you need the money to go and see a doctor, why, you just go ahead and use it. You can pay me later.
Dr. Riggs, he say maybe this specialist saved my life. I guess you save a time, Mr. Coslin.
You get fixed up, Jake. I want to run a lot more ads for the Emporium.
No, I got to go see him tomorrow. Now I got the money, but I got to worry who'll take care of the store while I'm away.
Say, I have an idea.
Well, I wonder what Mr. Caslin's idea is. I have a hunch that Mr. Caslin struck on something that may be a big help to Jake. And perhaps something that may mean lots of fun for Annie and Joe, too. So don't miss hearing this big idea. And now, everybody listen carefully, because I'm going to tell you more about how you can get that beautiful gold-plated Orphan Annie birthday ring with a beautiful simulated birthstone in it and your own birth month and birthday sentiment spelled out right on it so as to make it your very own personal birthday ring. Believe me, it's a beauty. Nobody ever had a ring like it before. And some rings we have seen with imported simulated stones like these have been selling for as much as $2 to $4 in the store. But you can't buy an Orphan Annie birthday ring anywhere because they were made up specially just for Annie's radio friends who are drinking Ovaltine every day. And just so you get one for only 10 cents in coin and one Ovaltine aluminum seal. That's the biggest bargain you've ever seen. So get busy right away. And now, here's all you have to do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Next, put down your birthday month, the exact month in which you were born. Then, put this paper together with all of the thin, round aluminum seal from underneath the lid of a can of Ovaltine and also 10 cents in coin in an envelope. Then, mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. Now, that's all there is to it. So don't forget. That's three things you put in the envelope. First, you put in the paper with your name, address, and your birthday month printed plainly, the exact month in which you were born. Second, you put in an Ovaltine aluminum seal. And third, you put in 10 cents in coin. And then just mail the whole thing in to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. So ask your mother to get you a can of Ovaltine at her drug or grocery store right now, because even if you have some at home now, you'll be needing another can pretty soon anyway. And the quicker you get it, the quicker you'll be able to send in for your beautiful gold-plated Orphan Annie birthstone ring. So get busy right now, and be sure and be here right on the dot tomorrow at 5:45, because nobody wants to miss the fun and excitement when we hear what Mr. Caslin's big idea is about helping Jake. That'll be tomorrow at 5:45. Until then, goodbye.